Just for Women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed.
Hello, girls. How are you? I'm real glad to be with you.
Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
We're going to continue our study or our devotional thoughts in Ezekiel. This is not going to be a great, big, deep study of Ezekiel, but it's just something that you and I can be blessed by. Now, where we left off is in chapter 2 of Ezekiel. I want to read this whole chapter. It's small. And he said unto me, this is the Lord. Up there in verse 28 in the last chapter said, there was an appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. When I saw it, I fell upon my face, and I heard a voice of one that spake. And he said unto me, chapter 2, son of man, stand upon thy feet, and I will speak unto thee. And the Spirit entered unto me when he spake unto me, and set me upon my feet. And I heard him that spake unto me. And he said, son of man, he's talking to Ezekiel, I send thee to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that hath rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me, even unto this very day. Remember Ezekiel's in captivity in Babylon? And they are impudent children and stiff-hearted. I do send thee unto them, and thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord God. And they, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are a rebellious house, yet shall know that there hath been a prophet among them. And thou, son of man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words, though briars and thorns be with thee, and thou dost dwell among scorpions, be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. And thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are most rebellious. And thou, son of man, hear what I say unto thee. Be not thou rebellious like thy rebellious house, that house. Open thy mouth and eat, and I give that I give unto thee. And when I looked, this is Ezekiel saying, behold, a hand was sent unto me, and lo, a roll of a book was therein. And he spread it before me, and it was written within and without. And there was written therein lamentations and mournings, and woe. Shall we pray? Dear Lord, open up this word to us about Ezekiel, this faithful prophet. He knew when he spoke the word of the Lord, he would not be accepted. Oh, Father, sometimes we have the same experience. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, the Bible reading section for this reading is Ezekiel 1:21 to Ezekiel 6:6. And I chose Ezekiel 2:1 to find a blessing from. I'm reading from my blessing book. It's called My Daily Bible Blessings for My Daily Bible Reading. And Ezekiel 2:1 says, son of man, stand upon thy feet, and I will speak unto thee. When we meet Ezekiel today, he is told to stand up on his feet. If you recall, he had just heard the voice of the Lord. In fact, he had seen the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. Remember the wheel and the wheel in the middle of the wheel that we saw in Ezekiel 1:16? The spirit of the living creatures was in the wheel. I'm reminded of that old Negro spiritual I learned as a child. You probably remember it. I may not have the words correct, but it goes something like this. Ezekiel saw the wheel way up in the middle of the air. And the first wheel run by faith, and the second wheel run by the grace of God. A wheel in a wheel, way in the middle of the air. Let's see if I remember how that went. Ezekiel saw a wheel way up in the middle of the air, and the first wheel run by faith, and the second wheel run by the grace of God, a wheel in a wheel way in the middle of the air. If I remember correctly, when I was in high school in Berea, Ohio, I think our high school choir sang that, and I was in the chorus for quite a while. Ezekiel saw a wheel way up in the middle of the air, and the first wheel run by faith, and the second wheel run by the grace of God, a wheel in a wheel way in the middle of the air. The Spirit entered into Ezekiel and stood him on his feet. When we work for the Lord Jesus Christ, we must stand. We cannot sit. A person can have his armor on, but if he is not standing by being physically and mentally prepared for battle, he isn't able to do his job successfully. A soldier could be fully equipped from head to toe with his weapon in his hand, but if he is lackadaisical, he is not prepared. A person in God's army must be standing and ready for spiritual battle. The enemy is at hand. Now, I wanted to read you some things from the New Testament about this. Yes, I wanted to read from Ezekiel 6. Where did I say that was? Ezekiel 6, 10 to 18. No, not Ezekiel, Ephesians. Ephesians, Paul wrote this. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness in this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. So that's what the Christian is supposed to have on. And if you just sit down all the time, no wonder you cannot resist the devil. So Ezekiel was pulled to his feet by the Spirit of God. I don't know if one of the wheels came down and took his hand, pulling him to his feet, or if God took him in his arms as a father would his child standing him upright. Whatever, the prophet stood at attention to receive his calling. He was commissioned to prophesy to the children of Israel. They were rebellious, stiff-necked, and impudent people. It was not an easy assignment. Do not be afraid of their words. This was the instruction from the Lord God. Speak unto them, God said, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear. Ezekiel 3:11. They were a rebellious people. Can you be imagined what it would be like today if you were called to witness for the Lord and he said, speak unto them, whether they listen or whether they won't listen? Now, we don't mind talking to people if they listen, but when they don't listen, when they turn their back on you, when they turn the radio up loud, or when they go out of the room, or when they make a face at you, but still persevere and speak. Ezekiel was warned. He should not have been surprised. Being human, he may have had many discouraging times. No one likes his message rejected. No one. Immediately, the prophet was given a book. It is called a roll, for they did not have hardcover or paper-covered books in those days. Eat the roll, or the scroll. The Bible says that Ezekiel opened his mouth in chapter 3, verse 2. I think he opened his mouth in amazement, really. I know some people who open their mouths so wide as if in a dentist chair when something remarkable was said. So there he was, open mouth. Ezekiel, still a bit shaky from the wheel experience, standing amazed at God's call in his life. There he was, with pieces like writing paper stuffed in his mouth. He couldn't help it. He ate it. God commissioned the surprised man right then, encouraging him to be steadfast and unmovable. Therefore, my beloved brethren, we read in 1 Corinthians 15:58 from the pen of Paul, Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. That's 1 Corinthians 15:58. This Bible verse in 1 Corinthians was one of my father's favorite verses. My father was Ren Sanborn. He's been home with the Lord for many years, and I miss him. He was a good Christian man, full of courage and determination. Daddy came from a poor family. Often as a child, he went to bed hungry. One night he was awakened from his sleep. His father had brought home beans for the family to eat. After his mother cooked them, she awakened her children from a sound sleep to feed them. They were so hungry. I remember when my father told us children that account, he began to cry. I can see it as if it happened today. We were living there on 214 Baker Street, in the kitchen, sitting around the table. My father seldom talked about his past. He didn't remember it, or he didn't want to talk about it. And he talked about it, and he began to cry. I don't mean sobbing, but tears came. I never saw him cry before. I do remember that he couldn't talk, and he put his hands to his face. The memories, his memories, were stirred. This man, my dad, knew deprivation. He learned to be steadfast in his convictions. He saw the benefits of an unmovable spirit for the right. Let us be like Aro Sanborn and like Ezekiel. They faced much opposition, as we may be facing it too, but they stood. Fear them not, neither be dismayed at their looks. That's what Ezekiel said. That's what Ezekiel said to my father. I mean, God said to my father. And God says this to you, too. Be not dismayed at their look. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. I will still thy pilot be. Never mind the tossing billows. Take my hand and trust in me. Sometimes when my faith would falter and no sunlight I can see, I just lift mine eyes to Jesus and I whisper, pilot me, oh, fear thou not, for I'll be with thee. I will still thy pilot be. Never mind the tossing billows. Take my hand and trust in me. Often when my soul is weary and the days seem oh so long, I just look up to my pilot and I hear that blessed song.
You have been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@bibleforToday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.
Fear thou not, for I'll be with thee. I will still thy pilot be. Never mind the tossing billows. Take my hand and trust me.